and welcome to User Friendly Games. I'm your host, Bill Snodgrass. Before I get started, I wanted to apologize to everyone, including the company, who cringes every time I was saying Paizo Publishing wrong. I know I was saying it wrong, I hear it now myself. Again, I apologize. Also, if you didn't get a chance, go check us out on our SoundCloud, on Google Play, or iTunes, as I led our team, that's right, Bill Sickens, Gretchen Winkler, Jeremy Winkler, and assistant producer Molly Bell, through a game of The Witch is Dead, a game created by Grant Howitt. Hopefully we're going to be able to do more, but let's move into today's topic, which is going to be the 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons Xanathar's Guide to Everything, and why I think every DM and player should get it. Are you looking for the official finalized state of many of the Unearthed Arcana that was produced by Wizards of the Coast over the last couple of years? Many of those are in here. Things like the Cavalier, the Drunken Master Monk, the Monster Hunter, different domains and such for clerics, and different circles for druids, different bard schools, you name it. Most of them made it in here. I did notice that they didn't include things such as the Artificer, which is its own class, and even I have some problems with that class itself. I do play one, and while it is fun and has its abilities, it also has some pretty big weaknesses. But I'm not getting into that one right now. Let's continue on with Xanathar's Guide. Not only does it include all of these extra subclasses, which are great, especially if you're doing League play, because now they're pretty much official. What really is also a benefit is there are tables in here for when you have holes in your backstory. Now, I like making characters, but even every now and then I have problems missing a hole, a reason, something like that. Such as, did the character know their parents? Are the parents still alive? How many siblings did your character have? Where is your character from? Where is, you know, why did they become a barbarian? Or why did they become a wizard? Or anything like that. There's a lot of tables and ideas in here for that. Like many of the random roles for your backgrounds, things like that, this continues that. Also gives you why are you certain background? What leads you to be this character? You know, it's not going to help everyone, but it is a load of ideas. As I say, reference material is great. And that's really what a lot of this book is. It adds in some more house rule options. It adds in a lot of downtime activities, which was a big gripe a lot of people had about the original stuff in the Dungeon Master's Guide. Now, it also includes how to make magical items, a number of new magical items, including common magical items. I've always had an opinion that somewhere out there, one of the mage schools was probably making something to keep money afloat, you know, crystals that light up, candles that don't actually burn, but you can call them on, you know, clapper versions of candles, clap on, clap off. Am I dating myself by knowing what that is? Anyway. And there's also a whole load of spells for every spellcaster class. How can you go wrong with extra spells? There are a lot of other options, things like that. And for me personally, I think there's one fairly important part. And this is the very back of the book, Appendix B. What is Appendix B, you might ask? It is a list of random names based on race, such as Dragonborn, Tiefling, Gnome. It gives male, female, surnames, clans, all of that. And then there's a human section which goes more into cultures from our world here on Earth, such as Egyptian, Mesopotamian, South American. There's a lot of them. And, you know, if you're looking for a Greek name, and the reason I bring this up is, A, it's hard for some people to name a character. You know, maybe you just run a randomly name it, or this gives you extra options that aren't in the player's guide. The big thing is that what it does change is when you're a DM and you just have a nameless NPC. This happens in so many of our campaign books. It happens when we're just doing things, playing our own homebrew stuff, where the players want to know some NPC's name, you know, the shopkeep, something like that, and you are just struggling because you never named them. And if you're like me, you know, you never name an entire town, so somehow you get stuck on a single letter, a number of letters, so all of a sudden everybody in the town starts having pretty similar sounding names. This allows you just to kind of glance, even, or roll if you really want to, and pick a name. and, you know, it's kind of one of those flip to the page and, okay, well, I need a Dragonborn. It's a male. Okay, so here's this name and this last name, and that's who it is. Okay. And I think that's great. It's a great table that I think I've been waiting for years. I know there's a character name generator online that a lot of us probably use, but having that just sitting there on the table with your laptop and stuff, that, you know, it takes away time. And I mean, I'm a book person. I like having a book in my hand. I know some people don't. For me, I like having the books so that I can just flip through them, put them down, it's out of the way, so on and so forth. So again, that's Xanathar's Guide to Everything. Go check it out. Go to your local game store, take a look at it. I know there's a variant cover. I got the normal cover just because it matches the rest of mine. I know if I'd gotten the variant cover of Volo's Guide, I probably would have got the variant on this one. It's pretty. It's nice. Give it a shot. It's available only at certain game stores, not online or anything. I mean, I guess you could if you want to pay a ton for it, but yeah, those kind of scalping things, you know? Anyway, remember, check us out at userfriendlyshow.com. Hit us up at 1UserFriendly on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, we're on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play. You can hear all of our episodes. And, you know, check out that special we just did. Again, we did The Witch is Dead by Grant Howitt. Until next time, this is Bill Snodgrass. Happy gaming.
User Friendly is copyright 2017, User Friendly Media Group, Inc., all rights reserved. Music used under license. Opinions expressed on this show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of User Friendly Media Group, Inc., or this station.